Good morning, everyone. Today is the 19th of March, Monday morning, 2018, and everything happens for a reason. You've heard that, right? Everything happens for a reason. And what is the reason? The reason is, simply put, the eternal counsel of God. Scripture tells us in Ephesians that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And so, yes, everything happens for his reasons, not for our reasons. People want to spend a lot of time talking about the purpose of man, but we should be focusing on the purposes of God. All things were made by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Not some things, but all things. You know, God is God and we are not. And when we focus on God's purposes in creation, in redemption, in eternity, it gives us a totally different perspective than focusing on man's purposes. Jeremiah, the 22nd chapter, 23rd chapter, he tells us the 6th verse, in his days, the land, I don't have my glasses, so I'm having problems reading this morning. I waylaid my glasses somewhere. Anyway, it says, wherein he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. He shall be called the Lord our righteousness. All capital letters. We have no righteousness in and of ourselves. God is our righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. Salvation is of the Lord. In him we live and move and have our being. We cannot look to anything in man for righteousness. We were born and conceived in sin. God had a plan, and that was redemption for his people. And he sent his son to save his people from their sins. By dying on a cross in their stead, to make full payment for the transgressions of his people. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. There's no greater glad tidings, there's no greater news for the elect child of God than the news that he has obtained salvation for us through his blood. And that's why we spend as much time as we do talking about it, because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock. We stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports us in the whelming flood when all around our soul gives way. He then is all our hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. And he shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless, to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We can bring nothing to the table. You know, presidents and prime ministers and kings and princes have peace talks, and they each try to bring something to the table to offer the other as a consolation not to go to war with each other. But the war is already accomplished as it relates to our salvation. We have nothing to bring to the table. Jesus Christ paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before this throne I stand, in him complete. Isn't that what it says? My lips will still repeat. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure, safe from wrath, and make me sure. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. There is rest to the people of God in the completed work of Jesus Christ. When we look at our own propensity to sin, when we look at our own depravity, and we see how wicked and evil and vile we as creatures are and what we were born into, we can only have hope in Christ, can we not? I'm thankful that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. May the good Lord be with you this morning, and let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The faith we have been given, the faith of Christ. God bless.